Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Transatiamon. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure : 2020, episode 47, The Villains of the Wastelands. I'm May, and this time I'm joined by the lovely Quinn.
Hi.
And of course, the equally lovely Evie.
Heyo.
No housekeeping except for, yes, I still don't have internet, still using hotspot to record, still no website. And other than that, you know, it's just the same old story. Anyway, so with all that out of the way, let's move on to the synopsis. The episode starts up with the narrator saying one night during their journey, which has to be probably the most, like, filler-esque way to start an episode. It just feels like this could have happened at any point in time. This could have happened 10 episodes ago, in all seriousness. It feels like a really weird way to start it, like, one night during their journey. It's
like this feels like an episode, you know, 15 kind of filler.
Yeah.
I checked as well, like, and by the time they've gone through the intro and the recap, we're already 3 minutes in to this 23-minute episode.
It's
a long recap.
The recap pulled from episode one, and I was reminded of how good the animation used to be.
Yeah, and it even pulled from episode five, where we learn a little bit about lore. And I remember, even though it was an okay episode, I think I liked it because it got me excited. But overall, it didn't really go anywhere. Like, we didn't learn that much about the ancient war, except for what we already assumed, which was the chosen children's Digimon were part of this war. Yeah, that there was an ancient war, and we haven't really... I mean, we've met Lopmon, and that's about it.
Yeah, and Tailmon has convenient memories sometimes.
As does Patamon.
But less so. It's mostly when he digivolves.
Or when he interacts with Devimon, apparently. But the whole thing is just, like, the recap almost felt like it should have gone at the start of some actual plot episode.
Yeah.
But it was weird to have the long recap.
I thought for a minute that it was because this was going to be a plot-heavy episode, and it turned out no, it was because there was so little plot to this filler episode that we needed an extra minute of recap.
Yeah, and, like, I absolutely thought this was going to be, like, stealth plot. Like, all, like, we have the Digimon fighting their weird war over water. And I was expecting, like, you know, Millenniummon to just show up and eat somebody. Like, I kept on waiting for actual plot because it felt so, like, especially straight from the start, one night during their journey, it just feels like this could have been...
This was a really hammy Ghibli thing? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, it could have just been a movie or, like, a short that... You know those shorts that they show before movies or, like, just a special, like, television event? It didn't feel like part of the actual series because of that one night during their journey. It felt very Pokemon.
It's Pikachu's vacation.
Excuse me.
But basically Pikachu's vacation. Like, it doesn't have... It's just... All we know is that they were on Komodomon.
Yep.
They're on the way to Faga City.
Basically,
I'm going to keep making this joke.
And also, only four of the kids existed.
Yeah, which is so weird. It just felt like all the other episodes, we can all agree, the previous, like, bunch of episodes have been filler.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. They were pretty okay, but they were filler.
But those episodes clearly took place when they are taking place in the show. We addressed the fact that there was plot happening. We mentioned Faga existing. We had some sort of level of progression. This episode just felt like it could have been, as I said before, anywhere between the last 20 or so episodes when they have been riding on Komodomon, because they have been riding on Komodomon for about 20 episodes at this point, maybe more than that.
Taichi recognized how nothing this episode was, that it wasn't worth telling the story of what happened.
And Joe just decided to leave.
Yep.
Which felt weird. Like, I don't know, it feels kind of weird that Joe would just leave for water?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Well, and
Gobamon likes water.
Like, whatever, fine. But why is this not Joe's episode?
Yeah. It's again, like, he was a damsel in distress. How many times has Joe been a damsel in distress in this series?
A few times, maybe?
Not quite as many as Takaru, but it's funny that it happened so many times. When is it Taichi's
turn?
Well,
at least with...
I enjoy
it. At least with Takaru, he just sort of stands there and goes, yamete. Like, he's not... So, he's like a damsel, but he's not in distress. He's, like, in anger. He's, like... saying yamete all the time.
The episode
damsel
ends
in denial
with Hikari saying Oni-chan, and I had flashbacks.
Yeah, me too. I was just like, oh gosh, we can't have Takaru in this, we can't have Yamato in this, so we have the other sibling pair. It's a thing, like...
It's really
bad. I don't know, I can't believe... I'd like to point out we haven't even started discussing the episode yet.
It's a pretty simple plot, really. It's just like...
Oh, yes.
There's
Joe and Gomon get
plot.
Split up, Taichi and Agumon split up to save them, there's a gang fight, and the kids win. And then they go back, and Sora and Hikari are there to remind us that women exist.
Yep.
Basically. But anyway, so just quickly to go over the... I want to say plot points of the episode, but there weren't any. So we have Agumon and Taichi leaving the campsite to look for Joe and Gomon, and then he hears Joe screaming, because of course he does... And then we see Nohemon, who is Wormmon with the Digimental of Purity. And Nohemon says that Gomon and Joe were taken away in separate directions. So Agumon and Taichi split up, which Nohemon immediately says this is a bad idea because Taichi does not have fire breath and cannot smell Digimon. And at this point I was like, hey, I can have hope for this episode because they were actually saying that, hey, Taichi, plot armor doesn't exist. And this episode actually has Taichi not have plot armor for like 5 seconds. So that's a thing. And there it is, my one highlight. I know that's a bit moving ahead, but that's it. That's my highlight. Anyway, we learned that apparently there's these two Digimon who are fighting over controlling the water source, and Joe and Gomon were taken away. And I'm not really sure why Taichi is so trusting of Nohemon. Like, I mean, we find out that Nohemon is just a good character. He's not this secret evil character who is working for Millenniemon. He's actually just a good character, but it feels weird that Taichi is so trusting of this stranger.
I thought it was going to be Wizardmon for a hot second, and no.
Yeah, I do get that.
It's that has vaguely cool. similar. I was like, no, it's not quite Wizardmon.
Yeah, well, so. I thought this was going to be a plot episode, and I thought it would be cool if we introduced Wizardmon at this point.
Nope, no plot. I don't think Wizardmon exists in Colon.
I don't think so either, and that's kind of a shame.
Yeah. Telmon's backstory kind of just changed to be like, oh, she's Skull Knightmon instead of, oh, she works for a vampire.
Yeah.
Which was still cool. I still like the Skull Knightmon part.
Yeah.
That was still good.
What can I say? I wanted the cat to endure more trauma.
Yeah.
That's mean.
Sad, but true. Anyway, I really like how Nohemon has the hiragana characters for no, he, and mo. I don't think there's an N, but it's still pretty cool. On his like his face is just drawn from those characters. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's a he, no, he, no,
he,
moji.
The he is his mouth, and his eyes are he, and his nose is mo, and his eyes are not. And I just really think that's cool. And I'm fairly certain this is like a thing in Japan about how they draw faces. They just draw faces, but they learn to draw with like hiragana characters. They're like, oh, that's how you draw a nose is mo, the eyes are not. And it's just a really cute little design that Nohemon has.
Yeah, we did that when I was in school. It was very fun.
It's very cute. So Nohemon's got a cute design. I'm glad that Nohemon's here, especially because, you know, as I mentioned before, this is a Digimental evolution for Wormmon. So this Digimon design has been around for about 20 years.
Also, Nohemon appeared in Frontier.
Oh, yeah. It did appear in Frontier. Yeah.
I forget Frontier more and more every day.
And yet you're watching it right now.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, Colon is very Frontier. And sometimes in bad ways.
Often in bad ways.
Yeah. Sometimes in ways like, hey, this is just better Frontier, and sometimes this is just like, oh, it's just Frontier. Anyway, so meanwhile, we find out that Joe is calling for his lawyer as Gaburimon are surrounding him, and which is just adorable. And meanwhile, we see that Gomon is explaining to Digimon about the concepts of ownership, and he points out that he's starting to sound like Joe.
And he's just doing Joe as a bit and asks the random Digimon how he's doing, and he's such a good boy. It was the best moment of this episode.
Oh, absolutely. Like, Gomon in general is just a highlight, but, and I guess I'm moving ahead of myself, but this episode would have been actually good-ish if it didn't boil down to a fight, if it just turned out to be, oh, look, we can have them solve their problems with diplomacy. We'll just have this work completely worked out just by talking it out. Okay, you can control the water from this time. We can share the water, get a second faucet built in so you can both have access to it, invent a hose. Like, basically, they could have fixed all this just with talking it out. And I thought when we have Joe calling for his lawyer and Goemon explaining about concepts like ownership, I thought we were honestly going to, like, Tai Chi shows up, guns are blazing, hey, I'm here to rescue you, let's do the digivolving battle, yes!
So good.
And Joe just like, hang on, words.
Buddy.
Like, that would have been, like, just talk it out. But we don't get, like, I thought that it was going that direction, and honestly, I was kind of like, yeah, okay, cool, it's actually a stealth Joe episode. Like, Tai Chi wants it to be his episode, and Joe just sort of slaps and says no.
It should have been a Joe episode. God.
Ugh. It would have been good if it was just Joe, like, teaching these warring bad guys, bosses, like, mobs, basically, and rival gangs, I think they basically are, into, like, sharing, and that would have been just a fun episode, but instead we got, like, a silly episode, but it wasn't, like, it wasn't good silly, like the Ponchomon episode, it was just kind of...
It was just meh.
It happened? Yeah, it was just meh. Anyway, so we have Agumon showing up and he finds where Goemon is and he just walks in between some just absolutely weirdly proportioned Goblimon. Like, their heads are huge and they just don't look right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. Then we have Nohemon explaining to Tai Chi about Black Lightning that changed the area and we get a bit about his own backstory. Tai Chi and Nohemon show up to rescue Joe. And we learn that Gaussmon is the boss of this area, who previously appeared in Cross Wars. And Gaussmon has a Tyrannomon, which is his sworn brother, who actually surpassed Gaussmon in evolution, but still obeys him. And that's kind of like a cute sort of family thing that they put in. And that is cute, and I do like that, but still. Anyway,
how does Digimon have siblings? They don't have parents that born from just random eggs.
Yeah, but, you like, know, they could just have a concept of being brothers in terms of, like, they're really
Look,
close
it's
friends.
It's Digimon. It's a queer metaphor. They're clearly found family.
Or just, like, in a mob, they're just Aniki.
Oh, well, just, like everyone better, calls everyone brother.
Yeah.
They're the mafia. I see.
Yeah. I think I got that sort of impression that they felt kind of like warring mob bosses.
I just thought they needed to fill their quota for shouting out Ni-chan.
that too. That this show really likes brothers, and they could have just called out Oni-chan just a little bit more. Like that would have been fun. Like, but that would have been too much of like a parody of itself.
Tyrannomon is cool. I just like the OG
I love Tyrannomon. I know Tyrannomon's like one of the oldest Digimon designs, and we've seen it in so many seasons. But Tyrannomon is just a really cool Digimon. I just really like Tyrannomon existing. Thank you, Tyrannomon existing. Just Red Dinosaur, like, as my partner calls him, Red Agumon. Like, I love Tyrannomon.
Agumon!
Red Agumon, very good.
But the thing is, Tyrannomon's design is so simple, but is just so perfect.
Mm.
I don't know, it's really hard to explain. It's just a red dinosaur. It's not, you know, Red Dinosaur with a gun on his tail. It's just like... It's just a red dinosaur, and he's just a dino. That's his design, and it's so, like, so simple, but it's so iconic for the franchise.
We'll take Agumon and make it bigger and red, because he's angry.
He's very angry. Like, I think I prefer Tyrannomon's design to Greymon, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I don't
know. Yeah, that's fair.
I like
fair.
The simplicity.
It's just, he's cute. He's simple, he's cute. The only step was dinosaur. Like,
plus, it
just,
carries
I
on
like
the
it.
Real himbo energy from Agumon.
Yeah, he just gets red
and
angry. Grows green spines and angry. I love red angry Agumon. Anyway, it's really nice to see Tyrannomon. I applaud every time we have Tyrannomon show up. It's really nice having a mix of these old Digimon and new Digimon just show up. It's just pretty. It's something I like about Colon is that we're just getting random Digimon who have never shown up before, ones that show up in every season, and ones that have been around forever, and also new ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I really like.
I kind of like. Yep. Oh, sorry, I kind of like that they had like the mob boss in shadows the whole time to be like, oh, you think it's a big Digimon? And then they're like, no, it's Gausmon, it's a small Digimon. But then they're like, no, it's Tyrannomon, it's a big Digimon. So it's just kind of like, okay, why?
Yeah, I did kind of like that.
Yeah, about the time they were doing that reveal and then also switching back to Gomamon, I forgot that these were happening in separate places.
Yeah, because, you know, we both have Goblimon on both sides, and we're both in caves, except one has a table of fruit and one has a giant water jug. It's very, like, I don't know why, but it reminds me of Skyrim, how every underground cave looks the same, and it has, like, the
especially
same
when we're lighting the food on fire that looks exactly like Skyrim. Or, excuse me, like, Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, it's just, I did get a Breath of the Wild feel as well to this. I got a weird, like, Skyrim Breath of the Wild feel to this episode.
I got, like tons of Digimon World flashbacks to, like, Ogamon's hideout.
Also some of that.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Like, even with the music as well.
Yeah. Anyway, so Nohemon teaches Taichi how to hold and fire a bow, because Nohemon has ninja'd arm, and Taichi fires an arrow to break the jug, and Taichi is able to rescue Joe, and I'm immediately disappointed because it doesn't seem like we're going to use diplomacy. We're literally just trying to drown these Digimon without talking to them.
The idea that, like, he's able to...
Nobody's asking them.
On his first time ever picking up a bow, successfully poke a hole through that jug that then floods the entire area is so ridiculous.
Also, I don't know how the physics works, but I'm pretty sure Taichi jumps in the water and then randomly appears on land with Joe, also not underwater, and that the water is now gone.
Yep.
I don't know where the water went.
It was just a jug full of lots and lots of water, so obviously it went away after a second.
Yeah, but it looked like a huge amount of water.
It really did.
The jug wasn't that big. But when the jug broke, it looked like an ocean of water. And then Taichi was like, I will jump into the water. And then it just disappeared. It was weird.
The jug was obviously a zip file.
I don't... Yeah. Yeah, basically, yes. I can see that. And honestly, like, it's Digimon, so that's a good way of explaining it. But it was just... It was so weird.
Yeah, it... Like, this episode clearly just didn't... storyboard itself very well and didn't know how long anything was gonna take.
And it was such a filler episode, like, and not like in the way that the last, like, probably five or more episodes have been, just like, oh, it's just filler, but it's enjoyable, so it's fine, and we get evolutions.
Yeah, it's filler, but it's also the distance, so we're good.
Yeah, yeah, basically, and we could just not watch this episode could just not be watched.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is probably the first, like, at least when we have the episodes with Devimon, which we said you could skip. Like, you would still miss a few things when we have references to those episodes, but this episode, you could just skip. And I think that's, like, the first episode that you could just skip. And, I mean, we don't know if this will ever be relevant again. I just really, 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 really doubt it.
Yeah, I'll be really surprised if Taichi needs to fire a bow later.
Yeah, like, it'd be cool if it came back and he knows how to fire a bow because of this, but I don't
Chekhov's see Dohemon's that happening. Bow.
And I don't think I'd care if it does happen again. Like, it's such a nothing. Like, at least when we have things like, hey, they referenced Devimon saying that Angemon's his old friend. That was like, hey, they're coming back to that. If they brought the bow, I would not care.
Yeah. Also, what, like, a low bar. Like, hey, well, they remembered the plot.
Yeah, it would be even a lower bar of them just remembering that Taichi held a bow at one point. That would just be cool. You remembered something that, even if it happens in 19 episodes time, only happened 19 episodes ago. Like, whatever. Anyway, so meanwhile, Agumon is setting fire to the fruit, which just seems really unnecessarily violent. Like, we're not even talking to these mob bosses. Nohemon, we are going by what Nohemon has said, and that's it. We don't know that these are actually evil Digimon.
And evil feels like a real stretch. Like, yeah, they're just Digimon who got into a fight because sometimes people are jerks.
Basically. Mm. And again, this episode would have been so much better if we just used diplomacy to work this out, because now we're just going in to their hideouts and breaking stuff.
But
like,
they're called villains.
Yeah, in the episode title. But besides the baddies?
Tachi also calls them villains.
Yeah, but I just, I don't
think
feel
Nohemon
like...
calls them villains.
Yeah, but why do we trust Nohemon?
Because also, he didn't kill Taichi. That's about it.
So, like, I mean, why were we fighting in the first place? It's not like there's limited water now.
No, and
they
it's...
want control of the water.
But we could have used diplomacy. Nobody spoke to these Digimon to see how they felt.
Yeah, like
we just went in and destroyed things.
And we clearly, like, we suggested that in some way the Black Lightning changing the well into a drinking fountain was a big deal, but it just isn't. Like, that's
it, no,
neat.
It's very much the writers trying to make the Black Lightning relevant in this episode.
Yeah.
It doesn't add
the
anything.
Black Lightning is Willis.
Basically, yeah. But the thing is, like, the only quote-unquote bad thing that these Digimon do is, like, they kidnap Joe and Gomamon. But you could also just say they arrested them because they thought that they were stealing their water.
Yeah.
But it was public property.
I wanted Joe to go on trial.
To talk out. Yes. He wanted a lawyer. I would love a lawyer Digimon to come along.
I wanted it to just be Gomamon. Who started spouting laws. I was so there for it.
Oh yeah, there was definitely some things that could have happened that would have been not terrible. And there's that's the subtitle for the entire series.
There was almost
anyway,
potential.
Basically, yeah. So Gomon's able to escape on Agumon's head, and Gomon says the best line of, I don't understand what's going on, but let's go with it. And it's just such a mood. I love it.
Adventure
and
colon.
Yeah, and then Atama Dekachimon and Mini Dekachimon show up, and they've only appeared in the Digi Window, which was the Digimon Savers Analyzer D-Terminal-esque toy, and was also a winner of a Digimon design contest, so it's kind of cool that we get this Digimon showing up for basically the first time, because they've only really showed up in sprite form and some drawn bits. It's just really nice to see, so that's a thing the episode has going for it.
I don't get why the mini one sits in his mouth, though, and not on top of his head, where he won't be eating.
I don't know. Well, it was a fan design. And also, it just reminds me of Alien, like the Xenomorphs
it
from Alien.
It does have some real Alien vibe to it.
And then, spoilers for, like, 3 minutes from now, but it then vores itself. In the last, like, 3 minutes of the episode, the writer's like, oh, we forgot to do vore, and then they do vore. It's just funny at this point. Anyway, so Agumon evolves with his full animated evolution, which is really silly, next to Gomon, who then proceeds to evolve in a blue orb around himself.
I was so
bored.
It's
just so weird.
The Agumon one takes like, so long, and then also Gomamon was here.
Yeah, I don't know why Agumon isn't... I know it's to take up time, but it just should be an orb. Like, the first time we got an evolution to Agumon, from Agumon to Greymon, that's fine, show the animation sequence.
It was so
but
much
every
better
other time,
back then, too.
It was so much better back then, but when it's put side by side with another Digimon evolving who just gets an orb around them, like, a badly, like... almost like it was just photoshopped over the top while it was changing. Like, they just changed the Digimon underneath and they put an orb over it just to signify something was happening. It just feels weird to me. Have them both evolve in orbs, that's fine. But when you're
you
having
Gomon,
remember just...
way back when you made stock footage for these evolutions that you could use to pad out this episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically.
They have a Nikokomon Digivolution somewhere. They just didn't want to use it because it's not his episode.
Yeah.
It should have been. It would have
really
been so much better if it
been.
Was.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to the Gomamon behind the curtain.
Basically. So it's really cool seeing Tyranimon and Greymon fight. I just really like it. And I like how Gaussmon jumps at Greymon and knocks Taichi off, who then almost falls to his death, but then he's rescued by Nohemon because we don't have plot armor, which is nice. It is so nice that we are remembering that Taichi can fall off Greymon's head. And I don't think that's been nearly done as much as it should have been, considering Taichi continuously rides along on Greymon's head during the fight.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a weird thing.
Oh my god, it's like a metaphor of how Taichi and Gaussmon are the same thing.
Yeah, small blue dinosaur heads. Taichi helps Nohemon fire an arrow at Tyranimon and Atama Dekachimon. And he has Gaussmon like thrown into his mouth and knocks out Mini Dekachimon, and Atama Dekachimon swallows Gaussmon and Mini Dekachimon, and it's so weird. It's like we had 3 minutes left of this episode and suddenly Vore. It's so weird. But then after the fight, Taichi and Agumon somehow pull them out, and Nohemon befriends Tyrannomon, and I'm not sure why. There's some lines about, you know, oh, this is mercy, you know, I did what I had to do, but we don't know why Tyrannomon all of a sudden likes Nohemon. I feel like that's something that was missed.
It was in the script.
It was in the script, but we didn't get reasoning. It was just there.
Because Nohemon's just a cool Digimon.
It was a Frontier callback. It was all in the script.
Yeah, but it just felt so meaningless.
It really was.
The good guys get dinosaurs. That's how it works.
Yeah, I want a dinosaur. Give me a red Agumon. Anyway, so Taichi, Joe, Agumon, and Goemon return to the group, and Sora and Hikari ask where they were, and they were just off having completely meaningless filler. And then we get the encyclopedia, where we're learning about Garbamon, and Koshiro says he wanted to go into the bin, and I'm just like, same. So now that we've discussed the quote-unquote synopsis / plot of this episode, let's discuss this episode. Did we have any highlights? Because mine was like, the Digimon that showed up was cool. I like Digimon. Surprise, surprise. And also, I appreciate the fact that Taichi didn't have that much plot armor this time. But that's it. Like, that's like...
my highlight was Gomamon.
Don't say that,
but he was adorable.
Oh yeah, Gomamon 100% is a highlight. Gomamon's always the best, though. Gomamon shows up and basically... this episode got points because of Gomamon.
He's
and
just so
only
cute.
Because of Gomamon.
And funny.
Yeah.
And adorable.
Oh,
and
the best.
So many good words.
Yeah, Gomamon is the best. And I wish this was Joe and Gomamon's episode.
So he's there surrounded by them and he's just like, but laws.
Yeah.
This is what
so
Joe
cute.
Would say, right?
Yeah, I love it.
What anyway. Do you think of my Joe impression?
Yeah, that was, and they don't even know Joe.
I know, it's so cute.
It's adorable.
It's very,
do we
very
have
he's
any
so
other
happy.
Highlights besides Gomamon? Any highlights?
Also Joe, less than Gomamon, but Joe was also good.
Oh yeah, of course.
And then, you
anything
know,
else?
Taichi showed up.
Yeah, it should not have been a Taichi episode.
But I don't know, Taichi had to learn not to rely on Agumon and instead to rely on random strangers.
I do declare,
yeah.
I've always relied on the kindness of strangers.
Yeah, I don't get why we trusted Nohemon. He was so sus.
He was pretty
it's
sus.
It's okay, because, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's a weird thing. Anyway, are we ready to move on to lowlights? Because I don't have any highlights.
I have other highlights.
Oh,
I liked the music. It reminds me of Agumon's hideout, and nostalgia does get me sometimes.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah.
Same with, like...
That's a fair thing.
Same with, like, Agumon's footstep noises just being the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I loved that. Yep.
Always gets me.
Yeah, which is reasonable.
Also, this one's just silly, but, like, the hologram of Agumon coming out the Digivice just made me think of Ben 10.
I never watched Ben 10. It was I think I was a little bit too old for Ben 10 when Ben 10 came out.
Same.
Ben
I saw a couple episodes, but same.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, that...
But I think I get the idea.
Wait, that means our Digivices can communicate with the Digimon.
Yes.
I didn't realise that was a thing, but that's being confirmed.
Yeah. Well, we've seen that before, very early on in the show.
I think. It might also have been one of the Koshiro upgrades. I can't remember anymore.
That's still weird. Just,
you're not wrong. It's kind of odd.
Does Agumon just talk to thin air? And how does he hear it?
I think it's a psychic link between him and the Digivice.
That's so weird.
I don't mind it.
He's just stood there talking to himself.
I do want to see that same scene recorded looking at Agumon.
He's just...
He'd just be talking to himself. Boring.
Does his eyes just glaze over?
It'd be really funny
to through the
me.
Digivice.
Yeah.
He's just talking to himself. I did also love Agumon just walking up to the entrance, just be like, hi, I'm going in now. And he just walks past.
That was cute. I like that.
He's so
small.
How often that works.
It works for Agumon. I think they're just surprised. I don't know. I liked it. Low lights time.
Trying to think of other things. Oh yeah, I really like Nohemon's design. Just like crow puppeteering the scarecrow is cool.
That's fair.
Yeah, I love that it's actually the crow. That seems to be the sentient thing.
What is Nohemon?
Armor.
Alright.
Like military war game. It's called Armor.
And then I'm
sorry.
It's okay.
Any lowlights? Because mine is just like the whole episode felt like it was just more unneeded than any of the other filler. Like, this was the most filler, and I felt like I would have missed nothing by not watching this episode.
I got so mad when Agumon started doing the entire long evolution sequence to Greymon like it mattered.
Mm.
Yep.
Just also, Taichi.
They're not even fighting strong Digimon, really.
No, like, I kind of thought Taichi was gonna, I don't know, actually learn how to use a bow instead of shoot one arrow one time. Like,
yeah, I thought that was meant as going to go somewhere. Like, they were like, hey, let's talk it out, but also I have a bow now.
Well, also, we did a flashback to the first episode. Remember when Taichi used to fight Digimon?
Hand-to-hand combat, right? Yeah.
You know? The kids weapons, that's all I'm saying. Sora has a knife.
Why wasn't this episode why didn't she use it? But seriously, why wasn't this episode a Joe episode with where we just learned how to have diplomacy? It could have just gone so well.
Have Joe have to like negotiate with them to try and escape or something.
Oh, or, like, have to win them over. Turns out to be a Black Lightning evil Digimon, and Tai is just stupid.
Yeah, like Nohemon's been withholding this water from both of them.
Yep.
Make him a twist villain.
That would have been fine.
Instead of just having two Dino Boys be the villains again.
But they weren't even... They were more like villains in the way that Edamon and Volcamon were villains. But they were called villains, so we're meant to not like them in this episode. It felt weird. Like, they were
really
kind of just going about
what
their day.
They wanted this episode to be, and it shows.
Yeah. Like, it just... I don't know. It felt like they had written 65 episodes and then went, oh, no, we have to do 66. And then they were just like, oh, well, we'll just shove this one in here because it fits with all the other filler. And that's why it just felt like it doesn't fit anywhere. It just didn't feel
The series right. announces to you that, yes, we know you didn't care about this week anyway.
Yeah, it just felt, not good. Any other lowlights?
Gomamon can smell water.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's
like
not
that.
A lowlight.
Does water
adorable.
Have a smell? Because yes. I don't think it does.
Yeah, and especially like creatures who can sense the ocean or the water.
They might smell the salt, I guess, but water itself's just like odorless, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can smell it.
Can you smell water?
Humidity plus, just absolutely. I don't. What are you talking about?
When water touches something, it changes the smell.
Water in its pure form does not have a smell.
Yeah, but you can smell. You can.
So you don't smell water. Animals... You smell anything that's like, I guess, in the water.
Yeah, but you would still say that.
So he'd smell dirt.
The water. Also, he's a creature that can sense water. Like, that's not unheard of with animals.
Yeah, he is also a creature that can summon fish from alternate dimensions.
Yeah.
How is water
not the
smelling?
Fish that can travel on land.
So yeah, I feel like water like smelling being the thing that breaks your suspension of disbelief is a
I
little
don't
much.
Like it.
Also,
it's just such a cop out.
Like, seals are real creatures.
Yeah, but fish can't go on land.
Look, Gomamon is a good buddy. How dare you say anything against him?
Yeah, Gomamon's the only thing this episode really has going for it, so I'm not going to complain about Gomamon.
The whole crux of this episode is that Gomamon could smell water and so wandered off in the middle of the
That's
night.
Normal.
I'm completely on board with that, yeah.
No!
That's fine.
Okay, the idea that they walk off in the middle of the night without killing anyone is real stupid.
Yeah, which doesn't feel like something Joe would do.
No.
You can always rely on Joe to wander off by himself, it seems.
He does in original adventure, but only to, like,
he's
got to
prove adulthood and some such.
Yeah, this episode was just, it felt weird that he wandered off.
Yeah.
Anyway, favorite character, mine will not surprise you, it was Gomamon.
Gomamon.
Eevee?
Gomamon with Nohemon as a close second.
That is fair for
Same.
Me too. And Quinn, Gomamon?
Yeah, Gomamon, then close That's second.
Gomamon, going once, going twice.
But that is fair. So rating for this episode, I gave it a 2, mainly because of Gomamon, like that was the 2. One, maybe one for Nohemon, one for Gomamon.
Yep.
That was my rating. Evie, your rating?
I was thinking 3.5, but we've spoken That's about fair. It now, so it's gone down to like 2.5.
That's fair. And Quinn?
I feel like a 2 is generous, but that's what I'll go with.
Okie dokie, so 2.5 and 2, which means this episode got a 6.5, which is...
Oof.
Not the lowest, surprisingly. Episode 30 got the lowest. So that would mean, if we go to our ranking, what did episode 25 get? Episode 25, which was, let me remind you, the one where they're just falling for like half an hour and we're forgetting physics exists, that was a 5.5. And episode 18, where Omegamon showed up again, was also a 5.5. And the next lowest was episode 10, which got a 7. So it is in 44th place. In our overall ranking. So from very bottom, it's episode 30, episode 25, episode 18, and then episode 47 in 44th place. For my ranking, I put it in 46th place. So that's second from the bottom for me, because I just did not like this episode. I don't know, like... I think I even might have preferred Dive to the Next Ocean a little bit more, but even though I hated it too, it was just, I don't know, this episode should have been a Joe episode. Evie, where are we putting in episode 47 in your ranking?
I'm going to put it in 40th place.
40th place, okie dokie.
It's at the bottom of my 2.5s, just because it's filler.
That is fair. And so, yep, that is between episode 5, The Holy Digimon, and above episode 19, Hal Duokin. Quinn, where are we putting episode 47?
Below Mimi-chan Wars, like 5th from the bottom.
5th from the bottom. So, yep, below Mimi-chan Wars. So that is in 43rd place. So basically it's at the bottom of all of our... Actually, now that I'm remembering Dive to the Next Ocean, I think that this episode might have been better than that one, but not by much. So I'm just going to do a quick move around because I really just I'm remembering that episode and it was just not good. So yeah,
this
that's just going to go...
This episode made me want to dive into the future.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't... was not good. So yeah, so mine's in it's 44th place for me, which is the same as our overall ranking now, because I remembered that Dive to the Next Ocean was pretty bad. Anyway, so that's our ranking. So do we have any miscellaneous thoughts before we move on to questions and comments?
This episode was bad and it should feel bad.
Yeah, this episode was definitely the worst we've had for
a
little
while.
Chunk of time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was just back to the ranking. Like,
it's not the worst,
sitting amongst...
but it is close.
Yeah, it's like the next lowest is like episode... like that's happened in the recent times is episode 44, which is in 21st place. No, sorry, episode 41, which is in... oh, I'm looking at my own rankings. Okay, episode 40. It was in 34th place, and that's the... And that one was sort of like just an average episode.
Did you give this a 2, May?
Yes.
The last time you gave a 2 was episode 18.
Yeah, because the episodes have been good.
Your rankings,
like, I've been enjoying these episodes.
Your ratings are so hyperinflated.
Yeah, I think of 18
but that's
as
just
kind of a benchmark for a really bad episode.
Yeah, like, that's fine. Like, I've been enjoying this series. I just didn't enjoy this week's.
Yeah, that's fair.
And our overall ranking kind of reflects that. Like, we haven't really had that many bad episodes for, like, 2 months, really.
Yeah, there
were.
Like, we've had average episodes.
Last time Quinn gave a 2 was episode 37. And the last time I gave something that was 2.5 was 29, but I had a 2, like, at 41.
Yeah.
So I think I'm being harshest. Or it's close between me and Quinn, on average.
I almost said 1.5, which it doesn't feel quite
same,
that bad.
Same, honestly. Like,
it's close.
I was close to giving this a lower score, but then I remembered the Dive to the Net Ocean episode exist, which is just, like, honestly should be a 1.
I don't know how
I gave
Oni-chan,
it a 2.5.
Takaru Oni-chan.
That was pretty bad, but that was, like, I think that episode had other stuff at least, but the dive to the Net Ocean was definitely a terrible, terrible episode. And so was episode 18, where all the other characters just sat there and we had Omegamon and no dialogue. That was pretty bad. Anyway, so moving on to comments on our YouTube channel, we have Mineta saying, did anybody else just start laughing seeing the fist fight with Angemon and Devimon? They were literally just doing Dragon Ball Z style with those punch sound effects. And yeah,
so
I got
much.
It, but I thought it was cool.
It is Toei.
Next we it is Toei. Next we have Black Nightmon, who says this episode has Def was better than the Petaldramon fight. The DBZ style battle between Devimon and Angemon was so Rodriguez. And they loved the Angemon Cho Shinka, which is completely reasonable. I liked it. Next, we have Cutes Rule, who says that Takaru's shoes look really big while he was on Holy Angemon's shoulder. I think I didn't get that, but I'm sure that there's some weird proportions there. I wouldn't be surprised.
Had some Kingdom Hearts vibe.
Yeah. Next, we have Alpha Marigi, who says, speaking of traumatizing Sora, they think that the fun way to do that would be to give Garurumon a dark evolution that kills another kid's Digimon. But unless there is a reincarnation like the original, that's way too extreme, and there doesn't seem to be reincarnation at this point. And, like, I mean, arguably Angemon reincarnated.
Angemon became an egg.
Like, Angemon definitely was Angemon, then fought Devimon, and then became an egg. Like, 20 episodes ago, I think that was. So I think the reincarnation does exist.
Right near the end of the Devimon arc.
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to go hard into traumatizing Sora, because the writers don't seem to care about Sora.
The writers,
she had a line.
At all.
Upset
she got one
that
line
Sora
in this episode.
Has to exist.
Yeah, they don't seem to care. Like, they care about Mimi, which is great. Like, that's important. Same. I also care about Mimi, but I don't know. It just
wish that the show had picked their four favorite characters and made it about them instead.
Yeah, which sometimes they do. I feel like the writers do really, really, really like Mimi.
Oh, absolutely. I just wish that they'd decided from episode one to just not write in characters that they don't plan to do things with.
Yeah, which would have been sad, because we would not have Hikari, and I feel like Joe is only there to be rescued most of the time.
Joe, the annoying lamp.
That's basically that's uh-huh. Joe and Gomon the best. The writers like Gomon though.
I like Joe too.
Next, I like Joe, but I don't think the writers really do. Anyway, next we have Child Emperor, who says, "Yo, what the heck? Even Angemon is huge. Did you see how big he was? How small Takaru looked on his shoulder? Then on the Devimon part, Angemon was regular height again." Yeah, the proportions are weird in this show, to say the least. Digimon have always had weird, like, sizing issues. Like, Atla Kabuterimon, in his debut episode in the original series, changed sizes about 7 or 8 times. Like, he's, like, as big as a planet, destroys a planet, and also, like, is small now. It's weird.
Perspective is really hard, okay?
Oh, yeah. Perspective is hard. Far away. Close up. Listen, Dougal. It's weird. Anyway, Ritzda21 says, okay, this episode confirms that TK can choose which Digivolution that Patamon takes. Last time he chose Pegasusmon, this time he chose Angemon, although I wonder what exactly makes TK pick. Like, why did TK choose Pegasusmon last time, and why did he choose Angemon this time? What do you think? I think in the last episode, I don't think that was TK choosing. I think that was Patamon choosing to be Angemon because he was fighting against Devimon, or also the script.
Yeah.
Because imagine Pegasusmon fighting Devimon wouldn't have the same feeling, because
Angemon also seems to Angemon's be the fight. Default, so it doesn't surprise me that would be the case.
Yeah, like, I think when we've had Pegasusmon, I think Takaru has actually called out Pegasusmon, like, so it's always Angemon unless he says Pegasusmon. I guess.
Pegasusmon is better in wide open spaces.
Yeah,
and
but
that
I guess
wasn't
in this
last
one,
episode.
Yeah, Next, we have Roxinger50, who says that they should have had Mimi go and meet Andromon again, or meet Gardromon. And yeah, I agree, but I don't think we're going to go back to that, because why would we? Next, we have Christopher, who says, so this week, Izzy, Matt, Ty, TK get split from the group in Sephirothmon, Beast-Spirit, Digimon, and it's basically a VR simulator, and they're fighting their past battle experience where TK and Patamon are fighting their demons, like we see old enemy Digimon. Devimon returns just like how Tailmon was captured and corrupted by darkness, and when she was turning into Skull Nightmon, Devimon was literally the other side of Angemon, and Holy Angemon makes his appearance to put Devimon back in check. And yeah, I like the way that they did both. Tailmon had her bad guy being herself, like turning into Skull Knightmon, like physically herself, and Angemon was also himself, like his own shadow. But I just kind of like how they're both similar but different. It's extremely
literal in a way you wouldn't expect.
Yeah. Next we have Milton, who says, so is Takaru Plain better at being a holy chosen child than Hikari? Angemon hasn't really done anything impressive compared to the weaker champion level Angemon. Even on the same level, Holy Angemon was easily able to save the day, while Angemon failed. Maybe it was because she was on the outside. If Hikari and Gatomon were captured instead of Takaru and Patamon, would Angemon be able to have one-shot the episode's villain? I honestly doubt it.
I mean, it's the power of misogyny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically. And also, it was Devimon and that's Angemon's bad guy, kind of. If it was Skull Knightmon who would have come up for Angemon, then she would have been able to one-shot Skull Knightmon. But because it was Devimon, that's kind of Angemon's fight, because it is Angemon. And yeah, those are all our comments for this episode. Well, last episode, rather. I'm very tired. This episode was very tiring. Alright, everyone, so you can join us next time for episode 48, The Attack of Mugendramon. Do we have any predictions? Because I predict that I just don't care anymore. I've read the synopses for the next, like, 6 episodes, and I don't care about any of them particularly. It just doesn't sound good, which is not what anyone wants to hear.
I'm like, okay, so either it's a Dark Master, or we suddenly care about the Dark Evolution again, or most likely, it's a random Mugendramon that happens to exist.
It's gotta be a 100% a random Mugendramon. I can't imagine it, like, I mean, I skim read the synopses, I don't remember much about them, just that I don't care, so I'm not actually, I don't know if it's a random one or not, but I would assume it's a random one. I don't think we're doing the Dark Masters. I will probably reference Dark Evolution, but I don't think this is a Dark Evolution from Agumon. So I just think it's a random Mugendramon who shows up and Taichi's like, oh, I was Vord.
Yeah, Taichi is like, suddenly going to remember being Vord. What was this, 40 episodes ago or something?
Yeah, 40, I think over 40 episodes at this point, because the bad episode, episode 25, was... After it was like an episode after Devimon arc.
So much so, yes. Of children to go. Oh yeah, remember 6 months ago when Taichi got Vord and then later said, oh yeah, I don't remember that happening anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just this show needs to stop.
Why did I wake up at 3 a.m. for this? Why would you do this to me, Toei?
Like, I wish I was asleep during this, even though it was like midday. It wasn't good, but anyway, I don't really have any predictions for next time, just other than just like, look, this week I went in with like little expectations because the next time on had like, oh, this is a Taichi episode, yay! So I had like little to no expectations and I was still disappointed. So next week I probably even have less expectations, and knowing this show, I'm probably just going to be disappointed again.
Our expectations were low, but holy shit.
Yeah, like, it's just, this show just cannot consistently be good. I've been really impressed with the last chunk of episodes, and our ratings from all three of us and overall have been reflecting on that. We've had just a nice chunk. And if you look at the overall rankings, we have maybe 10 episodes of good, and then 10 episodes of terrible, and then 10 episodes of good, and 10 episodes of terrible. It just keeps happening, and it's actually kind of amusing at this point. Like, and it always seems to go for, like, really good episodes, and then we'll have just one bad one, and then the next, like, we'll have, like, in the next 10 episode chunk, we'll have two more episodes that are as bad as that one, and then the other ones will just kind of be jumping up by a point or two. It's just, and that's just what I've noticed with these episodes, and same with the other side too. With the good points, we have like 3 really good episodes, and then all the other ones are just like fairly good. This episode does not...
that they've got, like, the last 10 episodes planned out well, and that we're just sort of saving budget for a big push there, and okay.
Your expectations are too high.
Probably.
And that's coming from me.
I don't see the fight with Farga being anything more than Omegamon showing up again.
I guess.
I don't want that. I'm sick of them just, like, pulling Omegamon out every time they want to. Yeah, but... I don't have any other predictions. Yeah. At least they're on Komodomon, which is cute.
Yeah. We like dogs. But,
I like dogs. Dogs are good. Goemon's good. Any other predictions?
My prediction for next week is Mugendramon will attack, and everyone but Taichi will be useless, and Taichi will have to overcome his past defeat to win and digivolve to Wargreymon or something.
It's amazing that we just stop caring about Yamato as well. Like, he's also become a background character.
Oh, yeah. I think even if Metal Garurumon shows up, it's not going to work. It's like, just going to be like, Taichi has to remember that he got Vod that one time and now has to overcome that to get Agumon to digivolve.
Imagine if Taichi gets another ultimate evolution.
God.
Please, no.
The fact we didn't see Wargreymon in the next time, it's concerning.
It's very concerning. We're either going to see Blitzgreymon again, which, cool, I guess, or we're just going to pull Omegamon out again, which I'm going to be mad about.
I don't see Omegamon appearing again.
Give Lilymon a bazooka, please. Just like, can Taichi just straight up die and we have Lilymon just get a bazooka and win? I don't know. I mean, Ponchamon's great, but goggles. Also a bazooka. Please.
Hashtag Daichi.
Do something. Anyway... So that's more or less it. So still no link dump, but we do have a Redbubbles link description. And you can also contact us in other ways. So you can send us spam, lostintranslation@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode on the YouTube channel and we'll read out anything you say, if it's cool. And if you don't say, if you just say, like, you suck, stop podcasting, I won't respond. Probably. Unless I have something witty to say in response. But don't say that, because that's mean. Anyway, so you can follow us at Translation on Twitter, and you can follow us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a Discord thread on With the Will, and one on the Digimon subreddit. And you can also leave us a review on any podcast catcher that you use, and if I find it, I will read it out on the show. If I don't find it, you might have to point it out to me so I can find it. You can also donate to my Patreon, and that's linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month, and that gets you access to a Lyssa Discord server, but there are higher levels of more rewards, such as early episodes and uncut episodes, and more, so check that out if you're interested. And of course, thank you to our current supporters. I was doing so well until I combined the word...
To our constipators.
What I did was I combined the word supporters with the word Patreon because I'm tired, so it was supporters. I'm just going to use that. Thank you to our current supporters on... I don't even have to say on Patreon because it's implied. Thank you to our current supporters, Joe, Stephen Rees, who's WildWing64 on Archive of Rome, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who you can follow on Twitter at Chisai236, Kyle, Lismet, who is Alekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Madame Marmon, Sam, Anthony, Keith from Gone Will Hunting, a Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast, SilverheadFeek25, Magnus, Lucas, JCmon05, Patrick, and Jason. Or you can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. Or I also have a Ko-fi account, which is ko-fi.com/edra. And that's basically my spiel read and done. Thank you so much to Quinn and Evie for joining me. Quinn, where can we find you?
Sleeping. It's the last day of the semester and I got an A on my term paper and y'all can go to hell.
Yay! And I made you get up early in the morning to watch Digimon, which I'm sorry about.
It's okay.
Especially when it was this episode.
Yeah, I'm a little salty about that, but that's not your fault, Toei.
That happens. And Evie, where can we find you?
You can find me on the Twitters at Evie Patamon or on the Mumcast.
Yay, where you can also find all of us if you really like hearing our voice. And I trust that you do because you're listening to this. And if you like to hear us talking about Pokemon and Digimon, definitely check out the Mumcast. Sometimes I'm not there because I'm asleep or tired from moving, But other times I'm there and I derail the show, and I'm sorry about that. Because it's when I record first thing in the morning, my brain just does not work and my mouth works, which is a problem. Anyway, so thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope that this podcast was more enjoyable than the actual episode of Digimon that we had to watch to discuss it on this episode. So thank you so much for joining me, both Evie and Quinn, and of course thanks again to everyone listening, and we will see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.